From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy, because wine is fun and we intend to prove it.
I'm Jamie Caskey.
And I'm Sarah King, and we are continuing on, Miss Jamie Caskey.
Traveling the globe,
as it
were.
That's right, from the chairs of our studio to explore little-known wines of.
Yep.
And we are this episode going to Spain and Portugal.
Oh, very
and
nice.
I would dare say that Portugal in particular, most of the wine is little-known.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Spain, people can probably toss out a few names of Spanish wines, but Portugal, not so much.
No.
With the exception of Port.
Yes, exactly. But there's a guy who works the wine scene in Raleigh named Andoni. I can't remember his last name, but his first name is Andoni, and I adore him.
Uh-huh.
And when I worked at Seaboard Wine, he would come in and he's just so passionate about Portugal wine. Portuguese wine.
Why? Is he Portuguese?
He is Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
But he's so deeply passionate on it. And Portuguese wine is so stinking affordable.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
This is going to be my favorite episode yet. This ties in nicely with my Scottish thriftiness.
Exactly. But the wine, the grapes, even in the wine world, they're not as well known.
Okay.
Because I know that the people I worked with at Seaboard were like, I don't know what this grape is, but I just know this wine is delicious.
Well, why do you think that as a region, especially in a country in Europe that people don't know?
Honestly,
is it marketing or?
Honestly, I can't answer that. I don't know the answer to it. I just know that it's just not as well known. I just think that the monsters of France and Spain and Germany and
much bigger countries, just, bigger yield.
And they've been around for a long time, but I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
Maybe one day I'll have a chance to look that up and I'll let you know.
There you go.
So I say we just jump right in.
And dive into the bottle, as it were.
Yes. And I will apologize, as I did on the last podcast, I'm going to butcher these because there's a lot of consonants next to each other, a lot of accents in these letters.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they mean. I try to look up pronunciations, and I apologize to any of our Portuguese listeners. Please forgive me. But I do love your wine.
Which there is a legion. So please email us or make your comments if we got it wrong, and you can phonetically correct us.
So let's start with the white. And all of this wine is courtesy of Wine Authorities. Courtney at Wine Authorities has generously handed over 3 bottles of wine when I told her we needed to do little known wines of. And she said she instantly wanted to do Portugal because I had asked her to give me wines of Spain.
Uh-huh.
And she said, let's do Portugal.
Okay.
And then I'll throw in a wine of Spain at the end because they are right next to each other. And the wine that we'll get to crosses the border. They make it on both sides of the border because they do border each other.
Okay.
So the first one we're going to do... this is actually the Spanish one, and it's called...
Oh, we're going to start. Okay.
This one's called Paso de Mar, and it is called, Lord help me, Trejadura. And it's spelled Trixadura.
Oh, you threw me off with the X.
I know. So, Trejadura, we're going to go with that.
Which means 3 days in Portuguese.
Oh, look at that.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, it's like, how do you know that? You never cease to amaze me.
I don't know that. But it sounds like it could be that.
Well, yeah, we'll go with that. And if you know the right answer, please tell us. This bottle runs about $15.
Very reasonable.
And I love it. So this is a white wine. Ooh. French national anthem. Lifelong joke.
Lovely.
It's white. And it's... Oh, I just stuck my nose in it.
So she's literally licking her nose. She can do that. I'm tongue-tied.
My tongue can touch my nose. Can yours?
No, you know I'm tongue-tied.
Oh, that's right.
My tongue can barely touch my lip.
Yeah, it's gross. I know I can do that, though.
This is why we need a video.
I know. No, or do we not?
This smells fabulous.
You get a whole lot of nose on
it. Oh, I do. I think it's floral.
Yeah, I got it now. Yeah. It's got a little bit of like a, I'm going to say cardamom, but that can't be right.
It smells kind of a little bit like honey.
Yeah, honey. That's what I'm trying to think
of.
It's
just lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a native of northwestern Iberia. And this...
The Iberian Peninsula.
Yes, and this this wine is the one that goes on both Portuguese and Spain. Both, it's on both sides of the border to make this wine.
Oh, it smells so good. I just don't even want to taste it yet.
Well, you need to because holy camoli, it's amazing. It's a little bit effervescent.
Mm.
I think that's from the bracing acidity.
Wow, this is so good.
Oh, my God. $15.
This is a perfect summer
wine. Oh, my gosh. This is delicious.
Y'all, this
it's got
is
like
so good.
Pineapple and pear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's kind of honey colored.
Now, last episode, if you were to listen, which we hope you have. The wine authorities are famous for their pairings. So listen to this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Serving suggestion: briny gooseneck barnacles with polenta and caper berries.
Honestly.
I'm going to go out and get some of those right now.
Yeah. I guess you swim up to a boat with your little dollar store chisel. Snorkel. Yeah. Hack at it.
I went down the wrong pipe. I'm sorry. But this would be terrific with shellfish.
Yeah.
Pretty much any shellfish you get your hand on with
or
this.
Or a nice light white fish.
Oh, yeah. Because the acidity on this would be so good with the salinity of the of the seafood. This is a killer seafood wine.
Would you have this with oysters? I'm not an oyster eater, but I know you are.
I'm literally, that's what I was thinking of when I said shellfish. It's just I love oysters a little too much.
Yeah. Oh.
I can eat them. Like, you that man versus food.
Yeah.
Adam Richman. He did an oyster eating contest. I know I could have smoked him.
I could have taken them.
I can eat so many oysters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of gross.
Well, we established last episode, you'll have to listen to find out what I mean, that you like the slimy foods.
Yeah,
you're okay with it. This is terrific. Neither of us are pouring back or pouring out into our cup because that's
it's
how good this
delicious.
Is.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's going to
be hard. And this is our first wine. This is going to be tough.
Well, it's our only white of the three.
That's true.
So, yum, yum, yum. That is delicious. And again, Trejadura. Yeah. We're going to post a picture of the label. So just show the label to your wine people and they either can order it for you or they can get you something like it. But yeah, this is delicious. And again, who knew this wine, this grape existed? I certainly didn't.
So good. And I do want to clarify. I said it smells like honey and it looks like honey. It's honey colored. But in no way is it sweet.
Not
at
all.
It's just crisp and light and delightful.
And if you're a fan of, I'm trying to think of a common wine that would be.
Again, it's crisp like Vino Verde, but so much
more. It is Vino Verde-ish.
It's more light and floral.
Yeah, and it's got that zip. There's a zippiness to it. Okay, so yum, yum, yum. And we're going to move on to our second two bottles as soon as we take this break. And we're back. We are going to move on to our next bottle, courtesy of Wine Authorities. Authorities, that's just me being.
Yeah, I was going to say. Sorry, Courtney.
This is the name of the wine is Cigara, and it is a blend.
Oh, we do love blends.
It is true. And I asked her, because I was like, little known wines of, why did you give me a blend? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, because, first of all the wines of Portugal aren't well known. No. And second of all, it's a 30-30-30 blend of Camarate, Castilao, and Torriga Nacional. And Torriga Nacional, I have heard of. It is probably the most well-known grape of Portugal.
Okay.
So it's a 30-30-30 blend.
Okay.
And there's apparently 10% of Trincadera. See, I've never heard of any of these grapes.
I think this is so fun because you do know a lot of grapes. And Courtney at Wine Authorities is knocking it out of the park.
Oh,
she's surprising
great.
You, which is kind of hard to do.
Well, thank you. But that's the thing about talking to people in wine stores. They love educating people. I mean, there's no one who works in wine who's not a wine dork. I mean, if they are, they should get a different job because wine is so interesting. And like our tagline says, wine is fun and we intend to prove it. And it is. So if you go to a wine person and say, I love Chardonnay, but what else is there that I might like? Their eyes, I guarantee, are going to light up and say, I've got like 15 things I want to show you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't want to spend $30. They're like, no problem. Because you know how much this wine is?
How much?
$10.
You are kidding me.
Wine from Portugal is some of the best bargains there are.
This smells great, by the way. It smells a little bit... You had mentioned dark fruits last episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely get that.
Oh, yum. Mm, that smells...
Yummy. It smells like almost like a compote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say compote. Which one is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
ask Google.
Nah. Okay. Hey, do it. See what Google said.
Google's the boss of us, so we're just going to check with Google.
I'll continue to describe what I smell.
Okay.
It's definitely like dark stewed cherries. We're like, and I get
it
a
says
little chocolate.
Compote or compote.
Compote?
It's either, I guess. Compote. We're just putting it on different
emphasis on different syllables.
Syllables. And they do not
specify which one has the emphasis.
Right. But for you guys who, if you're not familiar with this, you're like, why are they babbling about this? It is a fruit preserved or cooked in syrup. So, and a lot of times you'll see a lot of different fruits in a compote or a compote. So that's what this smells like.
Yeah, I basically make it when I have leftover blueberries, dump some sugar and water in there, and then put that on my pancakes. I cook it down and then put it on my pancakes.
Yeah, nice. You ever put lemon zest in there?
Yeah, totally.
Yummy.
Yeah. All right, so let's taste this deliciously dark red wine.
Okay.
Mmm.
Mmm. That's really good. A little bit spicy.
It's jammy.
Yeah.
It's very jammy.
But smooth.
There's not a lot. There's no tannin.
Not at all, which is why I really think
it's. But it's great. Heavier. I wouldn't call it juicy. It's not juicy. It's heavier than something I would consider juicy. But it's got a lot of fruit in the front. It's very fruit forward.
That's good.
Mm.
This would make a good sangria.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And for $10 a bottle, it's
you
a great.
You use it.
But I think this would be a great wedding wine. You know, for $10 a bottle,
accessible.
You get a case of that and you get 20% off the case. Boom. So affordable. Well, let's hear about the serving suggestions for our Wine Authority worksheet.
See. I hope it's this as is adventurous.
enthusiastically pounded pork cutlets.
All right.
Lightly breaded and fried with baked okra, not fried.
Okay.
And boiled potato salad with red cabbage. That's Wiener Schnitzel, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a very Germanic meal in Portugal, but
how
okay.
about chorizo and chorizo. Sardine pizza with onions, tomatoes, garlic, and cinnamon?
Okay, I can definitely see this with chorizo. I'm not an anchovy person.
Oh, I love them.
But because they're so briny, I think that would be a good pairing.
Do you ever cook them in things?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. Because
they don't
taste
that.
Like fish. They just melt, and all of a sudden, it's just straight
flavor.
Up umami. It's just like it's savory.
Which is what makes them in Caesar dressing.
Yes. Do you like Caesar dressing?
Yeah, I do. And
well,
you
love it.
Perfect in that.
It's in your head.
It is in my head.
I'll tell you a really quick dinner that I like to make for myself, especially when I'm by myself. Although I will make it for Eddie, so it doesn't – anyway. So I get a good heavy glug of olive oil in a pan, and then I take – I love anchovies, so I'll take like 3 anchovies. But you can do 1 and it's plenty for most people. It's
very strong taste addition, yeah.
Yeah, so you do that and you cook it and they break apart when you stir them. Red pepper flake. And then I crush a garlic and let it sit in the oil. And then I cook my pasta. And then right before it's done, not quite al dente, but right before I – pull it out of the water, throw it in there, toss it around, throw like a tablespoon or two of pasta water in there with it.
Right.
Toss, 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 toss a lot.
Yeah.
Because the more you toss, the more starch comes off your pasta.
Oh.
And it makes the sauce creamier.
I didn't know that.
It's true. Okay. And dun, 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 dun. And then I take it off. That's it. And then I squeeze lemon on it and it's dinner.
Wow, that sounds really like a great summer meal.
Oh my
too.
Gosh, it's so good. And then if you want to get, like, if you have grape tomatoes around and basil.
Oh, that would be good.
Cut those up, put them in the bottom of a bowl, and then once you've tossed, dump all that in there and stir.
And
top it with some black pepper, lemon, done.
Are you growing basil this year?
Heck yeah.
Me too. How's your basil doing? Mine's going pretty
kicking
good.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say that?
Well, you just, sure. Complaints could be, no, I was going to say.
Kicking butt.
Yeah, yeah. Mine too, except the heat is really bothering it.
Not so much. I mean, mine is on my sun porch, which is white in the direct sunlight.
Yeah.
And I just make sure to water it every single night.
Yeah.
And it's doing all right.
Yeah, I'm watering. But in the middle of the day, it does wilt.
Oh, mine wilts in the middle of the day for sure. But every night when I water it, perks right back up.
You ever do the basil goat cheese? Well, not.
So no, I have in the past.
The basil goat cheese cherry tomato. Yeah. As the app. Oh, I love it. I do that a lot.
I would also throw that in pasta.
Yeah.
Do all that, make a creamy sauce with goat cheese?
Oh, yeah, with goat cheese. That would be great. Or even just a little shaved Parmesan in there with that.
Yeah, I don't do any cheese.
No, I'm hungry now.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, let's take a little break and do number 3.
All right, and we're back. On to the last bottle, Jamie Caskey.
Let's do it.
All right, this one is called Incontro. And the grape, it's another blend, but it's mostly Baga. B-A-G-A. I'm sure it's got an accent like Baga or something. Mm-hmm. But it's, if you're in the South, Baga.
Right.
So it's 80% Baga and 20% Merlot. And it is from Portugal. Mm-hmm. And it's $11.
Oh, wow. Again, very, very reasonable.
And like the last wine we had, we didn't mention the Cigara, which is the blend of all the different grapes, including Torriga Nacional. if you're a fan of a red blend in America, like just a classic American red blend, Zinfandel drinkers would love anything with like blended with Zinfandel. I think you would enjoy that. And for $10.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
You really cannot beat it. So this one is $11, give or take. Let's see what this one smells like.
I have to tell you what's happening over here. I keep thinking that there's something cold under my thigh. And it turns out there's a hole in the top of this chair. And every time I sit down, I'm sitting on the head of a screw.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, what is cold or wet?
Thank God it's not wet, because that's never a good thing.
It was an unpleasant thing that was happening. So I did a little investigating when I got up to get this wine, which is gorgeous, by the way. The color is ruby red and beautiful.
Okay, so I'm going to read what it says here, because I did look all this stuff up, but it said the same thing as the tasting notes from wine authorities. Baga is the most well-known grape, the primary grape of Barredia, and it's a section of Portugal. Mm-hmm. And apparently, we haven't tried it yet, but apparently it's quite tannic, so we'll see.
Oh, that's interesting. It doesn't smell that way, but
it doesn't have a whole...
No, not a lot of...
Not a big nose.
On it. Yeah, I'm doing the thing. We haven't done this in so long.
Where you cover the top of your glass and then let the aroma build up under your hand and then move your hand and stick it right under your nose and whiff.
Yep. No, it's just a little stronger.
Chocolate. I get a little chocolate in there. Let's have a taste. Mm. Whoa, spicy.
It's spicy. It's a little thin. It's like grippy. I don't
like
care for it.
I feel like it's seen some oak.
Yeah, I don't. It's a clean spice, but it's a little bit... This, much for me.
This is a steak wine. If you had a ribeye, this wine would be killer.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, I don't think I could drink it without. It's got a little bit of licorice to me. It's got a little licorice bite going on. It's a dark, intense, hearty wine.
Yes, it is. It's an unusual wine.
This wine, if you poured this for someone who loves like a silver oak Cabernet or there's like a really expensive wine, you could fool them with this. And it's $11.
Yeah, and you should.
Yeah, you totally should.
This would be great decanted.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you put that in your decanter.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, for $11, this drink's way more expensive.
Wow. It's crisp. I keep thinking, I think of crisp paper.
Really?
I'm just getting
When's
a visual.
When's the last time you chewed on some paper?
No. I'm thinking, you know, paper is so crisp.
I see. Okay.
I'm thinking crisp white paper.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
yeah.
origami crisp white paper.
Okay. I like the visualizations.
Sure. There you go.
I love it.
It's good. It's just not
I
my
think
favorite.
It's delicious. I think it's velvety. It's definitely hearty, but it's a big wine. It needs food. You can't sip that wine.
It has a lot more flavor than nose.
I would give it that for
Which
sure.
Which is interesting. Don't you think that's interesting? I wonder why.
Well, it's also
is.
A 2015.
Oh, okay. And so, does age affect that?
Yeah, I think, well, the longer it sits, the more it dissipates. You can't see my spirit sprinkle fingers happening.
It's like glitter.
Yeah.
Glitter.
So I'm actually impressed with that wine. I think it's actually very good for $11.
Yeah,
it's an elegant wine for $11.
And it doesn't linger. So even though it's crisp and complex, it doesn't stay with you, which is why I think it's kind of a little bit of a refreshing red.
I still have it there, though. You don't find it to have a long finish?
Mm-mm.
I do.
Okay.
Well, look at us.
I mean,
different pages.
As per usual, we're having different experiences with wine. And that's the great thing about wine, you guys. And that's why we do this, because everybody experiences the exact same wine differently, because all of our mouths and taste bud configurations are different. And that's
true.
The fun thing about wine.
Well, listen, y'all, if you know someone who is a big wine fan, I like to call it lawyer wine, where they like, you know, you go to a restaurant like, I'll take the $300 bottle of, you know, whatever.
Something red.
Yes, exactly. Which is not my style of wine. I like light and feminine expressions. And this is a masculine expression of the Baga grape. Mm-hmm. But for $11, this is shocking.
It's good.
It's so good. So that's Portugal. And Spain, the little-known wines in bottles. And we could keep the series going on forever, because every country has little nuggets and little, you know, they don't typically make it out of the country.
Right.
Because they don't have big enough distribution.
Right. So think of this, since we can't all travel, think of this as your passport to the world of wine.
That's right.
This series.
So hit us up on our Instagram and on our Facebook, Wine and Dandy Podcast. We would love to talk to you. Ask us any questions. Mm-hmm. We'll even take personal questions. Will we answer them?
What's your favorite color? Green, sometimes purple.
Mine's yellow, sometimes orange.
And we would love to hear your suggestion. If you're like, well, I've always been curious about the little known wines of blank, send us your blank.
Even Texas could be thrown at us because you know they make wine in Texas.
I did know that. My husband's from Texas.
Oh, okay.
So I did know that. But I've only ever experienced with he and his friends big beer drinkers and bourbon. So.
Oh, well, bourbon. Do love bourbon. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, I'm not sure what we're going to do next time, but it's going to be awesome, I promise.
That's right.
Cheers.
Cheers.